Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Tina Horn, and this is Interrobang. Interrobang is the bonus segment of my Wire People Into That podcast. Every segment of Interrobang focuses on the new work of a kinky, queer, and or perverted artist. Follow at Tina Horn Sass or at Tina Horn's Ass, if you're nasty, on Twitter and Instagram. Visit wirepeopleintothat.com, support my show, and get extra shit at patreon.com/TinaHorn. That's patreon.com/TinaHorn.
I feel like the porn that I like watching is really boring. I like watching, like, Four Chambers, I like FTM Fucker, I like kind of, like, there's some queer porn that I like, but most of that is, like, watching it with interest and, like, slightly academically. In terms of, like, shit to get off to, I like, yeah, like really bad porn, like Brazzers and kink.com and, like, the demeaning, like, boring formulaic shit.
What do you mean by bad? Well, I guess you just said demeaning and formulaic.
Yeah, I mean, right.
But like, in what way is it demeaning and formulaic?
Well, so I think there's certainly a range, right? Like some of the kink.com stuff I know is ethically made. Others I kind of don't know whether it's ethically made or not. So that doesn't always feel good to watch. But also just like, right, like in the, I think it's totally possible to do scenes that are hardcore, intense, like demeaning fucking scenes that are done in a way that are not in this kind of formulaic, oh, it's a dumb bimbo and she did something wrong and now I'm going to fuck her. You know, like I think like within porn there can be, there are just more interesting ways to kind of have that dynamic or have that power exchange play out that I think can be empowering and consensual and also still have that like kind of dirty fucking vibe. So I don't know. So I'll go through phases of like, I'll watch that because it's like easy and hot and gets me off very quickly. Mm. But then I also don't feel great about the politics of it. So then sometimes that'll feel distracting. It's like for me, like seeing like long fingernails for femmes in porn is like a really like squick feeling, like kills my boner immediately. Mm. And so sometimes I'll feel that way about the like Brazzers type porn. But also I've been really thinking about like I've been thinking about having porn practices with non-porn things. Like some of the like erotic visual content that I'm really drawn to is like anything in slow motion and also car crashes. I find like super fucking erotic to watch.
Have you read J.G. Ballard's Crash?
I haven't. I adore it. It's one of my favorite books.
Cool. Okay, that checks out.
but so I have been in starting to make porn, I've also been like trying this thing where I try to eroticize literally everything I see. Mm. And so like looking pornographically at non-pornographic things. Mm. So I've been thinking a lot about like licking buildings and putting subway cars in my mouth and like ridiculous things like that that are like I guess that's the porn I'm watching right now.
your own like real of like the possibilities.
Yeah.
Just like disgusting shit.
Yeah.
Cool.
In our gross, gross city.
In our gross, gross, very dirty city.
Mm. It's super gross here. It's the thing I love the most about it.
Yeah. Me too.
It's right up there. It's right up there with everyone's sort of like quiet dysphoria on Wednesday. This past Wednesday. It was a very quiet rainy day and just, I didn't want to take the train because I didn't want to look at anybody because I knew that I was just going to start crying.
I cried in public so much, and I feel like parts I appreciated reading that Part sent out a really good text message of like some early response kind of like action items, and one was cry in public often and without apology. And I hated it in the moment because I hate crying in public, but I also really liked, like, I would start crying on the train and then like three other people would start crying and it would kind of like spread like a virus or like a ping pong thing or something. And in hindsight, that feels interesting, even though it sucked in the moment.
Yeah, I'd like to see you eroticize all of the, like, staring into the middle distance that has been going on in public in New York.
Oh, God.
Well, actually, she already made a dance piece where we did that. We had some very, like, drapey, futuristic formal wear on that had at different parts of the body somewhat exposed, and it was a 10-minute score of, like, empty yourself. Feel like the deepest despair that you can, like to the point where you feel nothing. And that was the dance. It was our facial expressions experiencing that for 10 minutes. So you've done it. And it was pretty decent.
All right. Yeah, and that really has been New York for the past week, or at least my experience of New York for the past week.
Yeah. So what is the future of Aorta Films?
So we're going to start this Fuck Lab project, which we're so excited about. And so we actually, as like a pre-project to Fuck Lab, we were invited by Aunts, the experimental like performance party collective, to be Aorta Films and come in and do an installation. So that was the kind of the first iteration of Fuck Lab. We planned three scenes throughout the night. The first one was a bondage scene between Ginny Wolf and Kiki Hex. And then the second one was like a BDSM scene between Max and Bobby Be Good. And then there was a third scene that I was going to be in, but my partner, Electric Ohms, was not able to make it happen that night. So, but we eventually reshot and all of that. So we have three scenes that are kind of like the first early thoughts about like, what is Fuck Lab? Which is just kind of like we brainstormed. And so for my scene, it was we kind of posed the question of like, what makes sex interesting to watch? And we posed it on Instagram and we posed it at the venue that night and kind of let people use post-its to kind of like chime in on like what they're interested in seeing and like what is interesting about porn in particular. And we used those post-it notes as like kind of a rough sketch of what a scene might look like. So when we eventually shot it, my partner and I kind of went through and said, okay, great. We like these things. We'll pick from this. We're not as interested in these things, or this is really easy. This comes with any scene that we'd be doing anyways. And just kind of let that be a little bit of a guide, to see what like organically emerges in a scene. And these two can speak a little bit more to like what their experience was with that first Fuck Lab experience. But it was a great like little experiment in that like, yeah, how are we going to get these ideas to develop scores and what does that look like?
The score that Kiki and I did was a tying score. So she tied me up while I was supposed to have just sort of a stream of consciousness conversation going on. So I was just talking. And there was a lot of silence and a lot of not talking in that score as well. But that was that along with Max's scene with Bobby were the first scenes that we did live, which I think is a sort of a new direction in some ways, and definitely has a lot to do with what we will be doing with Fuck Lab. Which, of course, is a rehearsal process and is live. And that's really exciting, and that's a whole nother element to draw in. And there, I had a lot of nervousness around a live performance, partially because I don't have as much background as these folks do in live performance, so I felt just palms sweaty, like shaking during the aunt's performance. But I think that there is a lot to be gained from that. And I think that there's something really interesting there that you can get at, and also really sexy there that you can get at.
Yeah, so the aunt's performance scene that I did with Bobby was my first time performing in porn. And that was great and terrifying and exciting. In a lot of ways, it felt like, okay, I'm going to just like go for it and do it, because then any scene after this is going to probably be easier and be less scary to shoot. But the idea of shooting, yeah, live at a kind of like performance party where people are walking around and seeing what they see, in kind of the community where we've come up making dance and not necessarily doing porn. Yeah, it felt like terrifying and exciting. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was like a huge learning experience. It was also kind of, as my first time performing, I feel like I had a much better sense in doing it of kind of what that experience was like. And then I also have been editing a bunch of our stuff. And so in editing it after performance, I think we've kind of all had this experience of the editing process is actually really when you see as a performer, oh, I should have done that differently, or next time I want to do this, or like, oh, I didn't quite catch that angle, or oh, it would have been better if I had reacted this way. So that was interesting as well. Yeah, and the first Fuck Lab stuff was super interesting and a big learning process, and I feel like we've kind of made some decisions about, okay, we don't think we would shoot live in a performance party context in that way again. But I think for the film that we're going to be making with Fuck Lab and the AOMC, we are interested still in having a live audience for the filming for parts of it. And so I think that'll also be something that we're investigating, is like what is it like to view porn on film or on media or online, and what is it like to view porn live?
So that's what's next. That's what's going on.
Well, yeah. So the big plan is that we're working with this Fuck Lab group, and then the AOMC, kind of parallel to that, is working with a group of five performers. And so Fuck Lab and the AOMC will be working side by side in different rehearsal processes, but sharing ideas and scores. Cool. Over the next sort of year and a half. And in probably the spring of 2018, we'll be shooting our next feature-length film. Cool. And that will be something along the lines of experimental porn, dance film, experimental film thing. And we really kind of don't know, you know, like I feel like my ideas for it have been pinging around from being really kind of more on the edge of porn to being more like actually like a narrative feature-length film to kind of really all over the place. And so I think it'll depend kind of what comes up in this Fuck Lab process.
Yeah, totally. So as dance makers, we've had this this general timeline that we adhere to, which is like work for 2 to 3 years on a piece, and then premiere it, and that lasts, you know, somewhere between 3 nights and 1 month. But also because we're on Patreon now, we have this this other timeline that's running concurrently with it, which is that every month we've promised to show a new video. And I'm kind of excited by the mini version of, you know, like along the way, we're going to be, you know, creating new videos and premiering them and like getting to like test out material and getting to like shoot things that are less precious than a feature length that 20 people have worked on for 2 years, you know, and that like that lets us kind of, yeah, get to explore our porn making selves in a different, slightly lower stakes way. And so those things will be like going on together, and I think they will inform each other. And I think like definitely the Patreon, the Fuck Lab videos that show up on Patreon or other videos that show up on Patreon will be part of the research, you know, but might be like somewhat tangentially related.
And then the idea is kind of after, you know, through the next 2 years, we'll be doing that and making those short films and then also working on this feature. And then the hope, we're in discussions with a few different places right now, is that we'll find a venue to produce a live evening length performance, probably sometime in the spring of 2019, that would have the film kind of as the visual backdrop with live performance woven in. And that would have performers from both the Fuck Lab group and the AOMC group. So that's kind of the mega 3-year plan and then also the monthly kind of rollout for that. But yeah, we're going to be making a lot of work over the next 3 years. And that feels really exciting.
I love how much focus you have. I do, really.
Thank you.
Lovers are cold on the phone.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The mood out in the hall ain't fantastic. Air feels static, not dramatic.
I want to ask you all a question. The question is, why are people into porn?
That's a big question. I don't. It seems really difficult to speak for all people. I'm not sure if I know how to do that, but I can sort of speak for myself. I don't know how eloquently, but I started watching porn pretty young, and I think that it and I didn't talk about it at all when I was young, when I was like 12, 13, 14. There was no one, like, I could like watch porn with like my little partners. I don't know what to call my like little boyfriends or whatever at that time. And that was right. You know what I'm talking about. And that was okay. And that, or with like friends. And I think we, you know, like we, Parts and I did, we've been friends for a long time.
Really?
And I like, and we had that kind of viewership that was like social and like not
utilitarian in some way though. Right?
Exactly. Like not making light of it, but it was definitely not utilitarian and definitely like maybe everyone's like into it, but not this kind of like base desire is either missing or you're working hard to subvert that. You're working hard not to sort of really dig into that. But I feel like I did spend a lot of time watching porn where I really was digging into that sort of like intense, deeper desire that was complicated and sometimes not ethical. You know, like the things that I was watching, and we touched on this briefly, so to speak. But it was everything. It was like everything that I could get my little eyes on. And a lot of it was just highly questionable and nothing that at this point in my life I would ever go back to. But I think that there was this like intense desire to explore like every facet of human sexuality, an intense desire to just see everything. And also like being a teenage girl, being a teenage femme person, told that my desire kind of didn't exist, or if it did, that it was sort of subverted underneath the desire of other people, and that I had the ability to say yes or no to things, but wasn't actually there to act, wasn't there to make choices myself. And that was sort of the only venue that I could make choices myself, and it was so private because I wasn't sharing that with anyone. And that was where I was making all of my own sexual perverse decisions. And I got to have that, and it was intense. And that was sort of my like sexual coming of age in some ways. And it was without other people. And I think that for me, watching porn was being able to really like access my own desire and own my own desire in a way that felt incredibly empowering, incredibly important, especially as a femme person, and still does feel so important to me. And I really,
part of the reason that I make it and that I'm so, so fucking happy that we make it is that I want other people to have that. And I want other people to have that, in, you know, in ways that are ethically produced. I don't, you know, I want people to be able to access this joy and this desire and this incredible thing in ways that they can feel really good about.
Hell yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it to like try and answer this question of like, why are people into porn? It's so broad. And I think that's one of the reasons that I love porn. Like there are a million different reasons why people are into porn. And there are a million different reasons why people deny being into porn. And I think to me, they're all really fascinating. I had a really interesting conversation with one of my straight friends a few months ago, you know, who was saying, you know, was kind of remarking like, well, all you queer people kind of have this, this fire or this kind of vibrancy to your sex life because it is related to your politics and it is related to your identity. And it does kind of have this, this sort of vibrancy in your life. And she was expressing kind of as a, you know, as a straight cis white woman that she felt really disconnected from her sex drive. Mm. And so one of the things I've also been thinking about, you know, is kind of how do people's sex drives function? How is porn kind of in relationship to that? And so sometimes I feel like people use porn to kind of try and kickstart their desire or try and locate it or try and kind of like figure out, yeah, what is going to spark it or feel good, or feel like it has some relevancy. And I think, yeah, in all of us getting to make porn together, I think that's another chance for us to kind of play with how these things are relevant or what feels sparky or what feels like it strikes on something that might feel important or exciting.
Cool. Max, I always love the way you talk about how when a person watches porn, they have a reaction before they can process it. Mm. And that seems like a really like a rich place to play in things, you know? Mm. And then for me, like I'm into it as a performer and I'm into it as a performance watcher. Like I just love bodies. Like seeing a variety of bodies do different things is just like one of the most interesting things ever. So, yeah, that's why I'm into it. And also like, I like being that body as well. Mm. Mm.
Yeah. I also feel like in becoming a performer also, which I didn't start out expecting that I was going to be or thinking that I was going to be, there is like a certain, political aspect where it feels like getting to be a queer fat femme who is like showing my body in a way that doesn't feel shameful, that doesn't
yes.
feel like it's too much or like it's wrong in some way. And I think for all of us in different ways, you know, in different points of our identity, being able to say, you know, not only do we love our own bodies and our own experiences and identities, and like we feel comfortable kind of sharing that and being excited to have that be public and be out in the world, but also creating space. Like I know so much of my kind of like fat politics and body positive politics were non-existent until I saw fat babes on Tumblr, mm. you know, and like fat babes in New York, like being themselves and being happy and loving their lives. And so like being able to put ourselves into the world in that way, in an effort to kind of make space for other folks, you know, hopefully like a reason that people are into porn is because it makes them feel good about themselves and it makes mm-hmm. them feel validated and it makes them feel like their experiences are being seen and centered and validated. And so if we can like contribute in any way to that, I feel like we're doing a good thing.
Yeah, that's really nice. I like that. I get behind that.
I can get behind it too. Well, this was really the balm. The balm.
Balm? Balm.
It was the balm and the balm.
Yes.
The salve.
I thought so.
That I needed. That I needed. Somebody needs to start like an Etsy shop called like you
the balm. The balm.com.
So I'm going to make my millions. Thank you so much for coming over and talking about porn in my favorite way to talk about porn, which is like just like tearing it apart with your canine teeth. Please tell the good people listening where they can find out more about your work.
Yeah. So it's aortafilms.com. You can find us on Instagram. It's aortafilms.
At aortafilms.
And we're on all the social medias. You can find us on Facebook even.
Yeah. Facebook.com/aortafilms.
Really?
Yeah.
We're on Tumblr. We're on Twitter, a little less than the other platforms. But
And on Instagram too, we should say, I guess, each of our personal handles are, I'm at Max Capacity.
I'm at call_me_partsauthority.
You know, and I'm having this moment of hesitation because I've been kicked off once.
I think it's Ginny Wolf X.
Is it Ginny Wolf X now? Ginny, so yeah. At Ginny Wolf X. Going strong.
Yeah.
Try number two.
That's always a good sign.
And you can also find us on Patreon at patreon.com/aortafilms. And a $9 subscription gets you full access to the full entirety of our stuff with a new video and new photo sets added every month.
And what is the actual website?
It's www.aortafilms.com.
And if people want to like interact IRL, like... I guess they'll find out by following all of your social media, but if they're in New York,
we are always so excited to get linked up with people who might want to be performers or camera people or collaborators in some way, musicians, or just folks who are in the community and want to know us. So if you email us at helloaortafilms@gmail.com. We are real people and we like being real humans with other real humans. So,
well, Parts and Ginny and Max, thank you so much for coming over and bringing these chips and dips and whiskey.
Thanks, Tina Horn.
Thank you so much for having us. This was lovely.
Thank you.
Interrobang is produced and hosted by yours truly, Tina Horn. Our theme music is by my brother from another mother, Moot. Thanks for listening.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.